Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today we are going to be talking about happiness and how to be happy, because I've got a real expert on the show today who is all about that. Her name is Lauren Foster, and she teaches women how to create amazing lives on their own terms, happy, healthy, and free. And in fact, she even founded Be Happy First and began creating her Happy and Free on Purpose programs back in 2014. And she's got a lot of good expertise behind her. She's a primal health coach, life mastery consultant, meditation teacher, and dream builder coach, and uses all of those things to be able to help her clients to manifest health, wealth, joy, and freedom. And I don't know about you, but I'm all about having more of that in my life. So welcome, Lauren. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you. It's so interesting to hear that coming from someone else's, you know, voice. Happiness and freedom. And there's such controversy about what that even means. It's like, well, what is happiness and what is freedom? And those are always fun debates. So thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad to have you in. And actually, I should also mention is you are also a podcaster yourself. You have a podcast called, tell me the name of it again. I know it's something about happiness and freedom, right?
Yeah, How to Choose Happiness and Freedom Show. Yeah,
that's it. Yes, I like that. And maybe we could actually start there because I don't know if everyone maybe realizes that we have the power to actually choose happiness, right?
The biggest thing is the biggest thing. Most of us are walking through life believing that life is happening to us instead of understanding that we are vibrational beings in a vibrational universe and we're creating our lives and we get to choose every second what our perspective is and what we're going to give our attention to and what intentions we're going to set, and therefore what life we're going to create. So the biggest word in the whole title is choice and choose. So yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Well, because I do think that is so important that we don't always realize it. We do kind of go through life and just letting life dictate what happens to us and reacting, being more in a reactive mode instead of deciding. And I've been doing a lot of talk on that actually recently myself, and even still working on that because sometimes I still forget as well. But let me go back a little bit to even also the name of your company, which is Be Happy First. So what do you mean by that?
I spent most of my life, like most people, looking for happiness outside of myself, but putting off happiness until I was the ideal weight, or I had the ideal job, or I met the perfect boyfriend, or, you know, and I wound up living in 21 different places as an adult and having 40 different jobs. And, you know, in my generation, these days, having 40 different jobs over your life is no big deal because they do that now. But back then, it looked like you're flighty and irresponsible and you can't land and you can't commit. And so I had a whole bunch of shame around all of that. Mm-hmm. And the culmination of all the things that I learned and studied was that you don't put your power for your happiness in somebody else's basket. Mm-hmm. You take responsibility and choose to be happy first, and then all of those things that you think you want will come to you so much easier. Mm-hmm. So everything that we want is because we think we're going to be happier by having it. So why not just go ahead and be happy before we get it? Do you see what I mean? So
yeah.
Yes, I can have the body weight that I want and the level of fitness that I want, but I can also be completely and joyfully and in love with myself and my life right where I am. The same thing with my money, the same thing with my relationships. We can always expect things to get better, but we can also be in love with where they are right now.
Yeah. And I, or at least I found in my experience, when I am more focused on being happy, it makes it easier for more things to be happy. Sort of like when, you know, the more that you're grateful for, the more you tend to have things to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And then the contrast is the same way too. It's like, if you're always focusing on things that you don't like, that's
more of this.
Yeah, exactly. What I still think though, sometimes people, maybe they don't even, well, or let's put it this way. I think sometimes people have different ideas about what does happiness mean. And I guess really for everybody, I suppose maybe it is different. Have you found that maybe there are some common denominators maybe on what happiness means or could mean to you in particular, but maybe even to your clients? I don't know.
Well, so I think that happiness, the feeling of happiness, is universal. Mm. It's that uplifted feeling in your heart. It's that lightness. It's that you know, things are just working out and your timing is great. And you know that feeling. You're in a room with the people that you love the most and you can just feel how amazing the energy is in the room. So that feeling is universal. Mm-hmm. What makes each of us feel that feeling is as individual as we are. I love being right that I conceived of Be Happy First sitting in this spot with my golden retriever at my feet, so in love with my life that I was just about to explode with it. And all I wanted was to help other people have what I have and feel how I feel without taking decades and decades of falling on their face to get there.
Yeah.
And so, but many people would not be happy where I am. It's isolated. It's lonely. So people who are thriving in crowds are not going to be happy in this spot that absolutely fills me with joy. So the feeling is universal, and the way then, and what brings that about is individual.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's funny, as you were talking, what was popping in my head, and I don't know if you're familiar with this. There was an old Broadway show called, well, it was about, oh, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And there was a song in there that says, happiness is finding something. I don't know, but I think it was Snoopy was singing it or something. I had the album when I was a kid. But it was all the different things. And that's it. Happiness is unique to each individual of what can make you happy. Or what I should rephrase that as what you choose to right? to make you happy though, right. As opposed to, but it's that feeling of joy.
Yeah. So in any room that you're sitting in, any situation that you are sitting in, there are millions of different things that you can look at and pay attention to and allow into your consciousness. And that's where your choice is. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here on this beautiful patio and there's so many beautiful things to look at, but there's also flies landing on me. So do I focus on the beauty that I'm looking at or do I focus on the flies? You know, and that's just the tiniest little example that's happening in this exact moment. Mm. But this is every moment. And our brains are sort of programmed to be looking for the negative. Mm. It's not really our fault. This is for our survival. Right. So that, you know, we don't fall in a canyon or we don't fall prey to a saber-toothed tiger. We evolved in a very hostile environment where our survival depended on us being able to seek out threats around us.
Right.
It's called negativity bias. And I've heard some coaches say that for every negative input that you have, you need 5 positive things to counteract that. And I don't know if that's exactly true, but it's fun. And it does take some effort to, especially if you have beliefs that you've had your whole entire life, you can't just flip a switch. I think this is where a lot of self-help and personal development gets derailed, because people go, oh, I listened to this amazing speech and I feel so uplifted and inspired. And now I'm going to live my life differently. But then 2 or 3 days later, everything is back the way that it used to be, because your brain goes back to its original programming, unless you're in there updating your software every single day and teaching it a new way to think.
Yeah. That brings up a good point, because, and then it's actually something that I was thinking about to ask you is why do so many people find it challenging to be happy? And I guess maybe you've partly answered it already, is that we have this negativity bias, but is there any other reason that you found, especially even in working with people that, you know,
well, yeah, and that's the thing, is that we want other people to behave the way we want them to behave in order to be happy. We a lot of times put our happiness in the hands of other people. It's like, oh, if my child would just act right the way I want them to, then I would be happy.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, if
or my husband, right?
My husband, right? You know, we talk so much about freedom. It's like, well, I can't do this because I have to do that. It's the most disempowering statement in the entire world. Yeah. So if you can just take that one sentence and deconstruct it and change all of the elements of that, first of all, you can do anything that you want. There's nobody is putting limits on you except yourself. And you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. You're the only one doing that. Now, you might not want the consequences of not doing that, but just flip that around. I have to pick up my kids at school. That says I don't have charge. I'm not the master of my time. I don't get to say what I'm going to do with my afternoon. I'm completely and totally disempowered. So what if we took the same activity? I love my kids. I'm so grateful that I have my children. I get to pick them up from the school that I chose for them. Right. And this is how I am choosing to spend my afternoon. I don't have to. I get to pick my kids up. It's nothing's changed. You're still driving to the school, still getting your kids. Yep. But the whole feeling around it is this is someone who is choosing and is making her life. Now, you know, you can choose not to get your kids from school if you're willing to take the consequences of having them taken away from you, or, you know.
Absolutely. Or you can just bring a book with you, which is what I used to do. I would wait in the line, and that would be my chance to do some reading. So,
I'm so excited.
I was happy to do that.
I get to sit in my car and read and have a few minutes to myself.
Yes.
You know, when you're, who likes to do the dishes?
Yeah.
Everybody loves to have a beautiful table. Everybody loves to, you know, have a beautiful clean kitchen.
Yep.
So I'm choosing to do the dishes because I love this awesome outcome that comes from this. So, you know, you always get to choose, and you especially get to choose how you look at things.
I really love that. And I do know from my experience that it's, and as you even mentioned this a little bit, is that, you know, this trap that people fall into with like self-help people and personal development people is they think that it's going to be a quick fix. So how can we make this a lasting program, you know, where we can start being more mindful about choosing to be in the now, to be happy first, as you said, because it's simple, but not necessarily easy to do.
It's perfectly said, because it is simple, but no, it's not easy. And it takes, you know, I don't want to say effort because it's not hard, but it takes attention. It takes diligence, but it can start very, very easily. And the very first tool that I would give anyone is meditation. And just 5 minutes of meditation has all of these things built into it, especially if first you set a time every single day. This is my sacred time that I'm going to meditate.
Right.
And again, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to take big chunks of your day. Start with 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So already you have sent a signal to the universe that I'm the master of my time. I'm setting my intentions for this 5 minutes. I'm doing this, and this is the kind of person that I am. Mm. And then while you're in meditation, your goal is to just stop and to just be as still and be as connected to your highest self as you can be. And you do this just by focusing on the sound of an air conditioner, focusing on your breath, focusing, you know, you can, there are so many great meditation apps out there. I use the Insight Timer sometimes that, so you can use a guided meditation. You can use anything that will just, that will help you to just get still for 5 minutes every single morning. Mm-hmm. And that is a great place to start. And, you know, do that for 30 days. Then say, okay, my meditation practice is solid. Now I'm going to add another habit. I'm going to start to journal when I, right after I do my meditation. I'm going to, or maybe before and after. We offer, if you go to behappyfirst.org and click anywhere, it'll take you to all kinds of different freebies. There's guided meditations. There's the 5 Secrets to Happiness, which is a journaling guide, but 5 different things that you can journal about each day that will help you to live your days on purpose. That's the thing. And then while you're meditating, so thoughts will try to come into your mind and you'll go, okay, hello thought, but we're not thinking about you right now. And you're going to go on. So you're teaching yourself to choose what you pay attention to. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, no, that's not right now. Not right now. Not right now. And so then you go on with your day and something goes wrong.
Yeah.
The way you didn't, you get a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're building that muscle that allows you to pause and go, a flat tire is so totally not the end of the world. There could be some really cool things to come out of this. Mm-hmm. That this is going to buy me some time to read while I wait for the AAA guy, you know?
That's right. That book on Kindle I wanted to look at. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Or, you know, look, there's a beautiful little, the last time I had a flat tire was by a church. So that always popped into my mind. I'm like, oh, I mean, and my dogs were with me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take my dogs and wander around and look at this cute little church and look at the creek that's behind it and have some fun here. Yeah. And trust that the universe has some things in store for you that require that flat tire. Mm-hmm. So what about this? If you miss your flight, you're going somewhere and you miss your flight and you got a couple of choices. You can spend your time screaming and yelling and trying to force things to be different and to get yourself there. Or you can go, you know what? Maybe there's some gifts. Maybe there's my dream lover is here in this airport waiting in the bar. He missed his flight too.
I like that. That's very good.
Or the person who's going to offer you your next awesome dream job opportunity the ways the universe can give you amazing things are endless, but not if you're focused over here in the complaining corner. Mm-hmm. If you're out here being curious and being happy and looking around and going, I feel great. I'm going to attract things that feel great to me. Yeah. And, you know, the appointment that I'm missing because my flight was delayed, that's going to work itself out, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I always like to say that, you know, everything is working out for the highest good of all concern, especially when you do have those things happen, because things happen. Like this year has been a bit of a challenge for us in the whole world, for heaven's sakes, with this pandemic. And I know it's been challenging, but I am grateful that I do have a meditation practice, because it has helped me tremendously to manage it. Because even though I work from home, even I'm tired of being home. You know,
it's I understand. I'm right there with you.
do you have any specific advice, even beyond what we've already said, for someone in particular, as we've been going through this lovely opportunity, is what I'm calling it, because I do think it's an opportunity the universe is giving us to reevaluate some of what we've been doing and collectively and in our lives and as our countries and just how we treat each other, how we treat our world. But have you, even in like maybe dealing with clients right now, have they come to you with any particular like, you know, I'm yes, just, this is really stressing me out.
It's the same thing as you often see happen. Someone gets a scary diagnosis. They get a diagnosis of cancer, and suddenly cancer is the star of their life.
Right.
It's all they talk about. It's all they chat about. It's all they read about on the internet. It's constant, constant, constant. I'm thinking about cancer. I'm thinking about cancer. I'm thinking about cancer. And there's usually not a good outcome. Whereas, and you know, and now that's all anyone can talk about is COVID. What I would love to see the world do is go, okay, here's this thing. Our bodies are going to develop antibodies for it, just like they have all the other pandemics.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that things are going to get better. The borders are going to open back up again. We're going to get to travel again. I'm going to protect the people. I'm going to do the things that I know I can do to protect my people that are compromised. Then I'm going to set my sights ahead. I'm going to start making some plans for the future for when this is gone. So if all of us are going, this is going to work itself out. We're going to focus on the retreat we're going to do next year. We're going to focus on the family reunion we're going to do next year. We're going to be getting in our Zoom sessions, and instead of just rehashing, do I wear a mask or do I not wear a mask? And I'm so mad at this one. And I'm so, we're going to just get off that subject and get on the subject of our amazing future that is going to be less polluted because of the pay, because there's all kinds of gifts that came from this. You know, corporations have learned that people can work from home. So, you know, and that there's all kinds of different ways to do things. And people who have not had the courage to leave their 9-to-5 and go off and do the thing that they really want to do got the kick in the butt to go, you know what? Here's the time, you know? So there's amazing change going on in the world as a result of this big cataclysmic event. Thank you. Thank you, COVID-19. Now let's get you behind us and get on to the gift. I'm with you. I'm already socially isolated. I live in the middle of nowhere. And I'd structure my life so that I only get a town, you know, every 2 or 3 weeks. So that really didn't affect me very much, but I also tend to take off every 3 or 4 months and go somewhere. And now I'm like, okay. And nobody, you know, that's the whole thing about freedom. You don't like being told what to do.
I know.
Put in a cage.
Exactly. It's like, you know, the kid, when you tell them you can't do something, that they really want to do it then.
That's exactly what they're going to not eat or drink or sleep until they figure out how to get around you and do it.
But I do think that the overall advice is to just start choosing, how do you want to feel? How do you want to be? What do you want to do? And if happiness, I would think, is a priority in your life, then prioritize it and start choosing to be happy now, no matter what the circumstances, because there's going to be other things that are going to happen in our lives after this. Even, you know, there's always, the change is constant. Just like death and taxes.
This is a totally evolving world. You know, that's, how boring would it be if it wasn't? You know? And, you know, a lot of times that's another thing that sometimes gets people is they think that they are required to go from wherever they are in their emotional set point, their, you know, how they generally feel to being this bright, sunshiny, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, happy person all the time. And that's not possible for the most part. You know, and the people, the bipolar people who can do that are really not grateful for that gift. So the idea is to just get yourself feeling a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And, you know, if you are, what made me think of this is that a lot of people are talking about the COVID-19 thing because it gives them comfort. They're afraid and they are feeling vulnerable. And by talking with other people about it, they're giving themselves a temporary sense of relief from this. Now, the problem is that that the next step would be to, okay, let's pick a subject that feels better. I feel better about that. Now let's do something else that feels better and do something else that feels better eventually this happy place becomes the norm.
Yeah.
And the days that you're, you know, annoyed and frustrated and ticked off become the rarity, and you begin to be so addicted to and in love with that feeling of happiness that you're no longer willing to let those things that mess with you into your life. CNN certainly doesn't get to be there.
Right.
You know, that you're not going to get the bad news network piped into your head every minute if you value this high-flying feeling of happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I actually did this yesterday. I have a very dear friend who I love, and she, but she also likes to send Facebook messages with videos about, you know, COVID or politics. And I finally messaged her and said, you know, I love you and I'm practicing self-care right now. And so can you don't forward me those messages anymore. If you see pets, you know, cats doing something funny or babies, definitely send me those videos. I'm open to those. And she was very nice. And she's like, oh yeah, that's fine. Because it was, I just found myself, you go down a rabbit hole sometimes. You just start, because our brain does. It just kind of, we get hooked and we get start. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. I'm choosing to be happy.
You're exactly right. Abraham Hicks are some of my favorite teachers. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the 17 second rule. If you can pick a thought and hold it for 17 seconds, then that will attract another thought that's like it. Yeah. And then you hold that for 17 seconds. You do that 4 or 5 times. The math escapes me.
Yeah,
and and then suddenly you're in this amazing spiral in the direction of the thought that you were thinking. It works both ways.
Yeah.
So if I'm, and you know, I have an elderly dog who is, has a myriad of health problems and I can worry about him for 17 seconds and myself just in a terrible place of, it spirals in both directions. So, but when you get really in tune with who you are and how you are meant to feel and you want to, you'll catch yourself. You go, don't want to go that way.
Right,
I'm going to consciously choose a thought that feels better move in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, is to just be gentle with yourself and just like, you know, we talked about, just start doing, take it one step at a time, you know, like you said, doing the meditation, do that for 30 days and then add journaling and just start adding those practices in slowly. And then you'll see, you know, you'll reach the light at the end of the tunnel, because if you do try to do like everything at once, you might burn yourself out and it's frustrating. And then you'll be like, forget it.
Exactly. You toss your hands up and if you're just meditating for 5 minutes a day for the fun of it, because it feels good, you're not trying to accomplish something.
Right.
then you gently look back in 30 days and go, oh my gosh, I feel calmer. I feel more in control. I feel happier. I feel better. Things go better for me. And then you've proven to yourself that your actions have consequences, and then you're more eager to go, okay, wow, what's my next magic trick?
Right.
And another one that I really love to teach is to, before you even open your eyes in the morning, as soon as you wake up, think of 5 things that you're grateful for, that you appreciate. Mm-hmm. And they can be 5 different things. They can be the same 5 things all the time. And with get yourself in that feeling before anything has had a chance to intrude on your day, and then hang on to that as long as you can. And then start to notice, well, okay, I made it. I was happy until I opened my email. So then maybe you postpone opening your email until later in the day, or, you know, but then you're teaching yourself that you get to decide how you feel. You get to decide how you look at things. And the more you practice it, the more confident you get and the easier it gets. And then before you know it, you're winning the lottery.
Absolutely. And that's the important thing, is that you can accomplish it. And you're right, that being able to demonstrate to yourself and prove to yourself. And sometimes one of the things that I teach clients is to keep track of, like, either write down the things that you're grateful for, or write down even when people keep track of when people make nice comments about you to remind yourself of those things, because we do tend to forget. And, but I have recently started to do that gratitude thing, like first thing in the morning. I mean, as soon as before I get out of bed, I start off with, hey, thank you, I'm alive. Yay, I woke up today. You know, it's like, I've got another day to try again and to make better choices. So than what I did the day before. So it's so important. I want to ask you, how do you work with people? Do you work like one-on-one, or do you do group programs, or what do you do?
Over the past few years, and this is kind of evolving, and I'm sort of in a transition place where my next thing is going to be online courses that are a combination of things that you do yourself and community, where we meet together, you know, two or three times a week by Zoom. And so it's a combination of an online course and group coaching, and that's the Happy and Free on Purpose program that is under development. I started out doing one-on-one clients and continued that throughout. I still have a couple. And then I developed a group coaching program called BFP First University, which was a 6-month program. It was pretty intensive, where we met, you know, every week, and we had homework, and it was school.
Wow.
Yeah. So right now, everything is free. This is a really good time to get connected with Be Happy First, because we're creating all kinds of free content in order to gather our tribe and to figure out exactly what issues are facing the women that I want to serve, and how we can best meet those needs. You know, it's very, when you say, oh, don't you want to be happy? People are, yeah, but what I really want is to pay my bills, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Don't you want to be happy? Well, yeah, but what I really want is to lose weight, or to cure this autoimmune disease. Or so getting down to the specifics of the things that you get by being happy first.
Yeah.
That's the conversation that we're trying to have with people, is that it doesn't matter what it is that is troubling you, or that you are wanting to accomplish. If you can figure out what it feels like on the other side of that, and then find things that feel like that to put your attention on, that's the fastest way to get there. You know, what does it feel like to be, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds lighter? What does it feel like to be healthy and strong and vibrant? And what does it feel like to have the financial abundance that you want? What are the things that you would do? And, you know, be in that vision and be in that feeling place, which is what the universe hears. It doesn't hear your words. It hears, you know, your vibration. And then, you know, then those things start to come, and you're not even surprised. You're like, oh, well, of course. Of course I got a raise. Of course the perfect man is sitting next to me. You know, whatever it is that you're wanting, whatever. You want it because you think you'll be happier, but most of the time it doesn't work out when you put the cart before the horse that way. And I know this. I moved 21 times. Oh, I'm not happy here. I'm gonna try over there. I'm gonna try over there. And not until I figured out that I generate happiness, I choose to be happy first. That what is existing in my physical reality right this second is amazing and wonderful and to be appreciated. And then it's fun to look out at what's coming next and eagerly anticipate that, but be thinking of that in a place of expectation and not a place of lack. And that's the difficult part, especially with health and money, because we need money for everything that we do, and we carry our bodies everywhere we go. Yeah. And so it's very easy to go, oh God, I need money coming from an awful place of lack. Yeah. Instead of going, you know, that things are flowing to me, things are getting better, I'm getting ideas, and to feel yourself into an abundant mindset in order to change that. If that makes any sense at all. Kind of roundabout.
It does. It does. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. I was going to ask you something now. It'll come back to me in a moment. I know. I was going to ask you, so who is your ideal client? because you mentioned that.
Okay. My ideal client is in her 40s. Mm. She is successful in her career, but unfulfilled. Mm. So she's, you know, she's getting things done, but they're leaving her empty at the end of the day. Mm. And she wants to figure out a way to craft her life in ways that are more fulfilling and more satisfying, and to feel like she is in charge of her life. Mm. She chooses when she sleeps. She chooses when she eats. She chooses when she works. She structures her life the way she wants it. And my ideal client knows that this is a possibility, but she doesn't quite know how to go about it. Mm. She comes to me to let me help her and give her support.
Very good. Awesome. Well, if you're out there, you're going to have to look up Lauren and find out. So what is the best place for someone to do that? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so BeHappyFirst.org is my website. And again, there are the How to Choose Happiness and Freedom show is there. And everything gathers there. There's a link at the bottom of every page to sign up for the five. That's where I would start if I were anybody out there. Mm-hmm. I would, well, the guided meditations are only about 15 minutes long. So if you're not a meditator, try those. And right on the front page of the website, you can just click on the meditate button and that'll take you there. And, or the five secrets to happiness. That's the journaling tool that, again, that's right on the front page. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are just Be Happy First. That's where you can find us.
I love it. I love it. Well, yeah. I will make sure I'll have all that information in the show notes as well, just in case, but that's a pretty easy, place to be able to find you. So I'm sure.
And signing up for any of the freebies will get you on my email list, which I send two emails a week on Tuesday and Thursday mornings to, let you know who's going to be on the show that day and give you links to everything. And that's all, just two short little emails every week. But as we are developing programs and getting input and feedback, then you'll be in that loop and be able to say, well, I want a class that looks like this. I want a program that looks like this. This is what I need. This is what will help me. And so that, you know, all of our voices are heard.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance with us today, because I love the message and it's so important. So make sure out there listening and watching on YouTube that you remember that you have the power to choose to be happy.
That's
right. And if you need support, you know where to find it.
Well, yeah. I have to ask, how much animal activity did you see behind me?
I did see the occasional fly go by.
Usually there's cats and dogs running up and down the stairs. Yeah, okay. That's a little hot for them today. They're,
yeah.
One of them at least has collapsed here at my feet.
So. That's, yeah, mine are elsewhere in the house at the moment. So sleeping. This is prime yeah, snoozing prime time. Unless a delivery truck comes by and then my dogs go nuts, which they did earlier. Well, again, thank you so much for being here, Lauren. I really appreciate you being here. And again, for those of you listening and watching, you can go to Live, Love, Engage podcast.com and you'll be able to get all the information there. See all of our other shows, older episodes, and learn all about Lauren there. So I encourage you to go there. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to livelovengage.com and request to join. That's LiveLoveEngage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.